Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you and yours. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tapping into the truth of who you are, because it is time to get rid of the flip-flops in your consciousness. But the first thing we must do is lay a solid foundation. Because when we know who we are, it would be easy to uninstall the flops in our consciousness.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, and now we want to go deeper. We want to tap in what Makua Ray tapped in. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Today we're talking about how to remove faulty, limited, and outdated programs from your consciousness, so you may know yourself as love in action. We'll be back.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. Been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. Through it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity. You channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapped in. To be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Current right now, oh, oh, love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode, yes. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Yes. McCoy Ray. Reminding us to let the love that we are, to allow that love to flow through us, unrestricted, uninterrupted, with no interference. But you know, it's part of life. We all have flops in our hard drive. So your journey on this planet is to support the removal, the uninstallment of the flops in your life. And how do you do it? You tap in. You go within, because you know if you don't, you will go without. And you're not on this planet to be afraid of yourself, to be afraid of life. You are an empowered human being. You're here to reprogram, recondition this planet. Oh, you play a major role in the evolution of the planet. Don't ever take yourself for granted. But if you forget to tap in, hey, we got you. Mokore tapped in. You can find him on Facebook, Mokore. And that song, of course, is Tapped In. Ah, welcome to the House of Love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you can help but make a difference. Now you get to choose what kind of differences you're making on this planet. Because every thought you're thinking is creating something on this planet and leaving a legacy for those who are going to come after you. Be responsible for your thoughts. Be responsible for what you feel. So if you're wanting the world to be a better place, you be a better human being now. And then you get to see the reflection of your better self in the world around you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the Naughty Professor, the Soul Whisperer. The names keep getting longer and longer. And I'm here to support you on your transformation journey. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening on the phone lines, it's nice to have you. It is. Those of you listening on your computers, on your mobile devices, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you listening on the archive, it is so nice to have your energy, your time, your ears, and of course, our within radio listeners. It is a joy, a blessing. Celebrate this planet together. I want you to just take a deep breath right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. I know you're doing it already, but I want you to take conscious deep breaths and breathe out and recognize that breath is life and life is God. And because the breath is breathing you, God is breathing you. Goodness and mercy is breathing you. God, Goddess, the divine source, whatever name you call it nothing, call it nothing. It is your life. So no matter what you're going through and growing through, if you're sad, angry, upset, joyful, in gratitude, oh, just over yourself, God is always there. Good is always there. Even if you're not feeling the good is always there. There's nothing you can do to get rid of the good. You just have to open yourself up to it. But I don't feel good. Right, that's what you don't feel. I understand you don't feel good, but good still exists. I'm sick. Well, health still exists. I can't find nobody to love me. Love still exists. It's a universal hide and seek. It's a game, a universal game. So trust the process and welcome home to yourself. It's nice to be here. I'm thankful for this opportunity to just add a little joy, a little sunshine into your life. And speaking of sunshine, let's bring on Celeste. Shante, that's right. Morgan, hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm out in the sun as we speak. I'm doing great, Life Coach, today. I had a wonderful weekend. Sounds like you had a lot of rest and fun as well.
I did. I did. I love
I'm always laughing. Because you're so busy. I mean, you got a show on Saturday night, so we hang out late with you, and then you hang out with me on Sundays for the Celestial Show. So how much rest are we really, really allowing you to have? That's why the cheeky laugh. But hey, you, nice to be here with you.
Oh, well, I just tell you this. I rest in God. Hey. When I rest God, I'm never exhausted. And when my body's feeling like, okay, homie, you better slow it down, I pay attention. And when I don't, my body knows how to get my attention. It's real simple. So, you know, I just dance with it all, but I am grateful. I am. I say that a lot now because it's true. I am really, really grateful. Another day to have this conversation, to share and support people. What is that noise?
It's life-giving life coach today.
Oh, okay. Of course. I should have known that. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. All right. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah, but they won't be back. So let me go ahead and do these announcements because it's just fun right now.
Okay. Go ahead and do your thing.
Let me do my thing, and I'm so looking forward to JD joining us. And thank you, Electra, for letting me know about the links. I'll be following up on that as well. Some people had a hard time coming into the sanctuary, Life Coach today. So I'll make sure I take care
I got to say today is the devil is alive. We released the flops. You're making it to right where you need to be. Come on, people are clicking right now and getting upset. Relax. It's just the flops. Don't get upset. Well, get upset, but then you have something to work with. It's okay. Come in. I'm sending that energy.
No, they weren't. Electra is never upset. She is clear. She wanted to make sure everybody else was able to join us. So let me go ahead and do these announcements. I know JD
I wasn't talking about, before you do, I need to clear that up. I was not talking about Electra. She's an electrifying sister. She burns up all kinds of barriers. So I'm just talking about other people trying to get in. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we clarified that because, baby, she will get you. So hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, JD Messenger, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have. He'll answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If there's a topic you would like for Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can feel free to email him that too. The theme for the month of November is Living from a Consciousness of Plentitude, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Reverend Deborah Johnson of Inner Light Ministries is rejoining Life Coach Today to share her perspective on living from a consciousness of plentitude and the current state of affairs moving in our world right now. You don't want to miss it. Reverend Deborah Johnson always drops nuggets of truth. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, Take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You're also invited to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the Sounds of Soul with the day Anissa Wilshe on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you really are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian, rock, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 1-2Radio.com. And if you miss the show on Saturday, you can catch a rebroadcast this upcoming Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on 1-2Radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show or more, we will send you a brand new Hot Off the Presses MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I'm using it regularly and getting it in alignment with my good. So to make a donation and check out the experience for yourself, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations Radio fan like pages and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Who is that? Is that the is that Oya playing with you and dancing with you and lifting you up?
I was trying not to laugh. There I was.
I know. I heard you.
All the seagulls, they're here, and they just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, no, really, I can't play right now. I'm working.
So good. If it's not the cat, it's the seagulls. You know, you got to reinvite the animal kingdom. They're all part of our transformation. You run from the cat to the seagulls.
I love where I live. I'm serious. Now they're all gone to the other side. You know, when I'm walking, they always say hi. So I don't, I just say yes to the moment. No flops over here.
That's a lie. Flops are everywhere.
I know. Whatever, man. I updated my consciousness.
Oh, bye. Good. Yeah, it's expired the last 24 hours. Bye. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, where we inspire you to take life playfully and trust the process that you're part of a global plan. Actually, global. It's more than that. It's a divine plan. Ah, thank you for being here. Today's conversation is assisting you, supporting you, inspiring you to remove faulty, limited, and outdated programs from your consciousness. You want to know more? Well, hold on. Hold on. You know, I am so excited about JD Messenger coming back. And, yeah, let me just say that for now. And let's see. We need to do what I need to do. We need to pull up his bio. And to remind you, as Celeste said, if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts, disagreement, disbelief, doubt, whatever it is, bring it. Bring it to the house of love. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. And you are not obligated to believe anything that I say, to believe anything that JD says. You practice it. Try it for yourself. You know, because truth is nothing until it's a way of life. Truth is nothing. Or the way, this is the way I really say, truth ain't nothing until it becomes a way of life. You know, once you embody your truth, the truth that sets you free, you won't have to debate, you won't have to do all the other stuff that just cause you to be frustrated, angry, and talking about, they just don't get it, they don't understand, I wish everybody believed this truth. When you're busy focusing on your own transformation, your own evolution, you have no time to worry about what people believe or don't, because guess what, you got your own belief systems. You got stuff inside of you, I don't care. Even if you levitated this morning, there's some stuff that are part of you that needs to be released and removed. So don't come here acting like you're just so enlightened, because you are. Let me read a little bit about JD, the Jade Divine Messenger. Every time JD comes here, I just get a new meaning of his name. He's singing the transformation. All right, let me read his bio and we'll jump into this conversation. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you can't call in, you can post your questions, comments, thoughts, or whatever you want to share with us. You can do it in the chat room, but it's easy if you go to the like page or fan pages, what I call the land pages. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, land page, or the Life Conversations Radio land page, and then that way we can get to it and address your question. Let me read a little bit about JD, because he is waiting, standing by, saying, come on, man, I'm all fired up. I'm all plugged in. I want to uninstall some viruses in people's consciousness. JD Messenger is an award-winning innovator, visionary, author. I will add a scientific artist. He is the former CEO of Ernst & Young Consulting in Singapore, one of 37 distinguished graduates from Annapolis 1980, one a former fireman, nuclear submarine officer, a former radio and television show creator, a producer, host, father, a life transformer. The title goes on because he's so much more than whatever labels you can give him, any titles. In the world of business, he helped supervise the Valdez oil spill cleanup and is an advisor to Fortune 100 clients and governments on 5 continents. There's a lot more about him, but I'm ready to bring him on. His latest book is 11 Days in May, The Conversation That Will Change Your Life. The book he wrote that he didn't even know he wrote a book. Well, he knew he wrote something. He just didn't know. It's like, hey, what's in it? I don't know. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my brother, myself, J.D. Williams. Hello, J.D.
Hey. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Ade. How are you?
Indeed. You sound like you opened up your radio show.
Yeah. Well, you know those labels, former this, former that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, they all come from the world of form. And, you know, you got me cracking up here listening to all of your – I really got a good laugh out of the – what was it, the cats and the seagulls?
Right.
Yeah. But labels are a flop. You know, labels are a flop.
They are.
The idea that you are your job or you're just a man or just a woman, or that you live and you die and that's it, and, you know, all of these, you know, Republican, Democrat, man, woman, black, white, up, down, left, right, they're all labels. And these labels cause distortions to our true nature of life, living in reality.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, let me clarify something. For whatever reason, the last 24 hours, I've started to call you J.D. Williams. Apparently, I just called you J.D. Williams. I don't know why. I don't know who J.D. Williams is, but this is J.D. Messenger, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't even hear it, so I I didn't hear you say that. But anyway, maybe that's going to be my new stage name.
Well, but you know, when you break down Williams, you have Will I Am, but it has. So it's because you have a strong will to understand. So, oh, she said, Celeste is telling me that J.D. Williams is an actor. And but anyway, we digress. Yeah, it could be your stage name if you know, people get intimidated by your last name because you are the messenger. So let's jump into people's consciousness. Hopefully everybody's all calm and relaxed because we're going to start uninstalling some viruses. But before we do that, we want to know who you really are. My first question is, who is J.D. Messenger? Who are you?
Well, we're not a who. We're a what. You know, we are pure energy, which is photons, which is light. And so we're a light being. And so, you know, I'm a soul, and I've lived many lives. And in this lifetime, I'm a communicator and an illuminator. And I'm sharing information that I receive from the other side, from guides, from guardians, from ancestors. And I'm translating that into, you know, trying to help people, show them the way, you know, show them the way to live a happier, healthier, more prosperous life. A lot of people call that a messenger. I don't know, I'd like to think I'm a little too humble to accept that label, but that's what I do. I share messages.
Well, you don't have to be humble. It's your name. So it's okay. Just spell differently so you can be at peace with it. So it's all good.
It's a label, you know. Right. I like to think of it as a verb, okay? So I'm a messenger. I'm a messenger as a verb as opposed to a noun. How's that?
I like that. Now, before we talk about the flops and world of forms and, you know, your book, I got to tell you, I've read a lot of books, and I've scanned a lot of books. But your book, and I've always heard people, well, a few people said, sometimes when you read a book, you want to read just one page or whatever and just sit with what you read before you go into the next page. And sometimes I'm thinking, yeah, I get it, and I really understand it. And I'm thinking, I'll never finish a book if I do that because one line will trigger a thought after a thought. But I tell you, your book, I can't help but stop and digest it, especially definition of the how it describes the brain, what it does, and thoughts. But I want to ask this question first. Let's talk about your book briefly, and I wonder if you have a name. Do you have a name for your friend? Because the conversation with you and your friend is hilarious. It is just, I mean, it's like, no, you tell me. And so tell us about the story of the book, and then maybe we'll find out if you have a name for your friend that you were talking to.
The book came out after a spiritual retreat weekend, and I, as we discussed on the last show, you know, I have this experience I call the wow effect, W-O-W, writing on the wall, and so I'm a channel. I receive information. Lots of people do. We all do in many ways. I call them our spiritual gifts. So I am not unique. Everyone has spiritual gifts. In my particular case, I see and sometimes I hear. And when I see it like a video. And so I just started to see these words while I was meditating, and I ran in and I started typing, and I started having a conversation. I would ask a question, get an answer. And as you pointed out, and I wrote for 11 days straight, and there were 36 parables, and there was no title, there was no structure, there was no synopsis, there was no goals. Many people ask me, you know, what gave me the idea to do this? Well, I don't know. It wasn't my idea, you know, and that was very creative, the way you juxtapose this parable or something. No, you have to understand, this is the way it happened. This is the way it came out. In the epilogue, I say it's my way, my truth, and my light. And as you pointed out, which I love, I totally agree, you know, no one can tell you your truth. You must find your truth. You must find your light. You must find your way. And so when the book was done, I didn't know what I had written. My wife said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "I think I wrote a book." And she said, "What's it about?" I said, "I don't know. I haven't read it yet." And as I said, I think I said to you, I read the book 18 times, and there is knowledge and information in there that I had no conscious knowledge of. One of the biggest things that is controversial to some people is that it says there is no such thing that is evil. Nothing is evil. All nouns are good, but some verbs are bad. You know, some people do not good things. That does not mean the person is not good. Events that we perceive that are bad, like breaking your neck, losing a leg, you know, you discover that there's a purpose and meaning to it all. The man that lost his leg, turns out he was a counselor for disabled veterans, and that was part of his path, and it helped him be a better counselor. And when he realized that, he was one of my clients, he just started crying, you know, and he realized it was a blessing. Breaking my neck, you know, was my wake-up call. So who's my friend that I'm having this conversation with? Well, that's a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this, but it's my higher self. It's my soul, and I don't believe my soul is separate from God, so you can call it God, but I am God. God is me. You are God. I am God. We are all one. That doesn't mean we are God. I want to clarify, you know, our planet is just a snowflake. So, you know, this source, this power, this force is in us, and we are a part of it, and it's a part of everything. And we can tap into that, and I believe that is the source of all great creativity, all inspiration, all imagination. And the way you know that it's some part of you that's not coming from your head is that it gets you so excited. It makes you feel so happy, so energized, so joyful, so blissful, you know, not all at the same time. You know, those are all different stages of things you feel. And when you feel that inspiration, you know it's not coming from you. So that was maybe a long answer to your question, but.
No. It is just what is needed. I'm nodding my head as you were talking, and it is so true. Now let's go into the idea of programs, values, and beliefs, because that's what
we're
talking about.
Oh, we're gonna go into the dragon flare, the cage.
Let's go. But you know
what's
been about is reading it in your book. You know, it's like I love the story, and you know, we'll bring that in when you talk about your wife in her pajamas. Mm-hmm. That just it opens so much. And sometimes it's so easy if we let me just say this. It's so easy to project on what is happening now, and if we're not willing to do the work to realize maybe there's a little bit more to this story. And so let's do a general description or definition of what you call FLOPs, faulty, limited, and outdated programs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can go through a quick definition, then what mm-hmm. they do to us and how to recognize mm-hmm. them and how to remove them. So I think those are maybe the four things. A FLOP is a faulty, limited, outdated program. It's based on a belief system that we are most of the time unconscious of. Sometimes we're conscious of them, and they dictate our behaviors and actions. A simple example mm-hmm. of a good flop is that when we were a little kid, we learned not to stick our finger in the flicking little yellow stuff because it burned. So a good mm-hmm. belief is that when you put your finger in the flame, it hurts, and it creates a program where you don't stick your finger in the flame. The problem mm-hmm. is that we are filled with thousands and thousands of beliefs. Some of them are thousands of years old. Most of them are outdated or faulty, and they turn us into a robot, in some cases having emotional reactions and responses that we know is not ourselves. We regret doing them. We don't understand how it happened or why. We cry. We apologize. We ask for forgiveness. And these things are viruses, and they're stored in 100 trillion cells as a program, and they are thought waves. And so what we have to do is identify what they are, whether they're faulty, outdated, valid, and still true. And in so doing, we become whole. And I like to simplify it by saying we're slaying the dragon. You know, because this dragon is not good.
So let's kind of look at the, when you talk about faulty and outdated, how do we figure out if a belief is faulty?
A faulty belief is one that it may have been true, an outdated belief is one that may have been true at one point but is not true now. Mm-hmm. A faulty belief was never true, and the best example is the one in the book about my mother's PJs. And let me just say something real quick about the book. Those 36 parables are very deep. It's really like a reference book. And many people tell me they'll read a parable and they'll read it two times or three times, or they'll read the whole book all the way through and then they'll go through again. Every time you read it, it gets deeper and deeper because it's covering science, religion, physiology, energy, people say, I feel like I'm there, like I'm in the book. Mm-hmm. Well, you are. You know, a part of you is, and it's removing these flops. So sometimes people might read something, and they'll start twitching, or they'll start irritating, and that's an indication that there's a belief in you that is becoming consciously aware of whatever it is, and you may or may not like it. But it is very dense. So taking the mother's PJs, you know, the book had talked about how thoughts are energy and how all insights come from, you know, the divine and are manifested at the hands of men and women, and that our intentions and motivations dictate whether we receive the information. And then it starts to go into, well, why don't, if all this information and all these ideas are around me and I can tap into this, Why am I not getting it? And that's because you've got flops. So the mom PJ is an example of this faulty program. And so my wife came out of the driveway at 6 o'clock in the morning wearing her pajamas, and I was in front of my driver getting ready to take me to the airport. And I exploded at her. I was angry. I said, "You're embarrassing me in front of my my driver." And I had been working on myself, doing regression and healing. And so when I got in the car, I realized that that emotional response was something wrong with me. Every emotional response is something wrong inside us. It is not the other person. And so I meditated and I went into the feeling. This is one of the techniques. It's contrary to what you want to do, it's contrary to what you think you should do, but you go into the emotion or the pain, wherever it is in your body, your heart, your chest, your throat, and you take deep breaths and you use the, you know, sort of regression skills or self-hypnosis skills. We all can self-hypnotize ourselves. And all of a sudden, boom, I saw a movie playing, and that movie was my mother walking in her pajamas in the middle of the afternoon as I opened the door coming back from school, and I had two friends behind me, and she thoroughly embarrassed me in front of my friends. And so 35 years later, when the scenario was set up again, when someone who represented my mom was wearing pajamas, who embarrassed me in front of somebody, boom, 100 trillion cells said, remember, this is not good. You're going to be, this is embarrassing, and you get angry. And so, boom, I shouted at my wife 35 years later. So that was a faulty program. It was a child who felt embarrassed. A lot of faulty programs will go back to shame, guilt, or fear. That was an event or a defining moment, as Dr. Phil puts it, that created a tape. So that's that was a long talk in here, but that's a faulty program.
You know, and I'm sure some of our listeners can relate to that. I want to get a little bit scientific here because I have been doing some reading and studying, and as I evolve and grow, I'm really fascinated about the idea that we are a field of energy. I mean, we're hearing more of that now. And it's like there is an expansion in the human consciousness to see life differently. So how does – let's talk about – yeah, you talked about your wife. So in relationships where people bicker over different things and, you know, they're so sure, no, this has nothing to do with my past. It's just my wife. It's just my husband. I hear what you're saying. That's a good story. How could you because really, you know, how would they use this idea, this truth, this parable to help them really look at their emotional response so
Absolutely.
That they can create yeah. harmonious relationship rather than one that's antagonistic and saying, no, that's the whole thing.
It's all about learning lessons. Let me give you two. I'll say them fast. One thing that my wife did, we've been married 32 years, we got three beautiful kids. She's been huge on Christmas. She buys presents, she treats the kids great, she does all kinds of decorations and all that, and I always used to get agitated, and when the kids would open their presents, I wasn't happy. Something was bothering me, and what I discovered doing these techniques was that I uncovered a flop, and this flop was that, you know, I wasn't loved, that I wasn't deserving, that I had a low self-worth because my first pair of new clothes was when I was 9 years old. I got hand-me-downs my whole life, so I never got new clothes at Christmas time, and my first big toy that I really wanted and really loved, my older brothers broke it and put it back in the box. And so these emotions were being triggered by my wife and my family. Another one, when I look at my numerology and soul path, because I do soul coaching and I use numerology to help people identify their lessons that they're learning, you know, my wife is a 3, and I have to learn a lesson 3, which is happy, you know, chill out, relax, be more expressive, have fun, be more creative. And I've been doing that now for 10 years. But for the first 20 years of our marriage, Mary Ann was always, you know, happy-go-lucky and sunshine person and, you know, kind of like you and Celeste. And it used to drive me nuts because the left brain nuclear engineer was like, you know, this. There was no formula for this, you know. I was weird, okay? And when I looked at her
Are you saying if you met Celeste and I, say, like 20 years ago, you would have deleted us from your contact list? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, to be honest, I might have. Okay. You know, you got to tell the truth, right? Because that just wasn't part of my formula book, you know? But this was a lesson I had to learn. And so here she was. It was agitating me. And then when I did the numerology programs, I realized that the number I was missing in my life, my major lesson in this life, was to learn to chill and be more happy and creative and expressive. And all of a sudden I look at her chart, and guess what? I married a 3, and I was like, oh, my God. This whole time, this tension, this stress was her trying to teach me something that was stuck inside me. Now, those are two small examples. They'll come up all the time. I mean, every time you've got some kind of reaction to somebody, you know, something, some situation.
Right. So what we're talking about really is the dance between the conscious and subconscious mind, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say.
And we've got, I mean, some of these programs are huge. I mean, I just really get bent out of shape. Not really bent out of shape, but I'm very passionate about this idea that women can't be priests. And I asked some priests, why is that? And they said, well, you know, Jesus talked to men and God talked to Jesus and Jesus is a man. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, you tell me God doesn't talk to women? Well, no, I didn't say that. I said, yes, you did. You're implying that men are divine and women aren't. And because of this, priests don't get married and women can't be priests. And then we have all the problems that we do with, you know, suppression of natural sexual energies. And this is a 2,000-year faulty belief that has permeated throughout the world. That's a huge flop. You see? You know, so there's so there's personal ones, there's social ones, there's, you know, the other example now, you know, politically, like the Republicans are right or the Democrats are wrong, or Democrats are right and Republicans are wrong. You know, no, these are, you know, it's the middle. It's the middle way. You know, there's no one's these all these models and theories and beliefs are useful, but they're incomplete. The truth is the truth is not black or white.
Let's talk about a social flop, as you said, money. Money, the root of all evil. And even now, we keep hearing this is hard times. The economy is really bad and people are struggling. We're getting out of it, all that BS about the struggle. And people keep spewing out that crap. Can you just talk about that? Is money the root of all evil? And
absolutely not.
This is hard times.
Yeah, money, you know, money is just a form of energy. It is a form of bartering. And it, you know, before we had paper money, we had coins. And before we had coins, we traded and bartered with jewelry and animals and food and things like that. It's just an exchange system. Now, what has gone wrong, terribly wrong, in my belief, especially in the United States, is that money has become the end-all, be-all, you know, that money is a representation of your self-worth. It is transferred into consumption and branded shirts and retirement. And so this whole social structure around money has been created to turn you into consumer, to buy things you don't need, but we convince you you want, and that your purpose here is to retire. So you need to invest, and it's all about money. And so what this has done is it's created a huge hole in our hearts, because money is, it's an attachment, it's an object. It does not make you happy. Countless studies demonstrate that money doesn't make you happy. Happy people make money. And that happiness and money, in fact, are not really even related. It's all about you and your internal thoughts. And and so the what happens is people that don't have money then feel that, well, I'm not worthy. I don't have everything that, oh, society says. So now I need to go into debt. And so then the hole gets deeper, and then you are controlled. So this whole system we have that many people believe about money creates a huge downward spiral that lowers self-esteem, puts you into debt, buying things you don't need, can't afford, and so on. And what you have to realize is that money is, you know, it's none of those things.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is J.D. Messenger. He's the author of 11 Days in May, The Conversation That Will Change Your Life. It certainly will. It's because it will change your thought about how you think about life, your life, and other things like thoughts, beliefs, and war, war, love. It goes on and on. And if you have any questions, number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you call in, you may just earn yourself a copy of 11 Days in May. And if you have any questions, post it on the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show or Life Conversations Radio, depending on which one you've liked. Before we take a break and then do Celestial Moment, I want to talk about how to remove the fluffs on the other side. But I want you to speak a little. Well, we got time. Can you talk about the conscious and subconscious mind? Because there are people who are doing this, the work. They're meditating, they're praying, and, you know, they've been on a spiritual path for a while, and they're saying, I don't understand. I pray and meditate, but I still can't get my life together. My relationship is just, it's hard. And I have money issues. I can't find the right job. I don't know what God is trying to tell me. And I believe that the work is really looking at the flops and looking, you know, being creating a space for what needs to rise up. So can you speak on consciousness and subconscious, conscious and subconscious mind, and why it's important in our spiritual growth?
The conscious mind can hold about 5 to 7 thoughts at the same time. And after that, when things come in, everything that comes in is pushing something out. And that's like the random access memory on your computer, you know. If you try to open up too many windows and run too many programs, everything starts to slow down, and eventually it might lock up. Now, the subconscious mind is this supercomputer, and it's tapping into information that's stored in 100 trillion cells. And every one of your cells holds a billion bits of information, a billion. And you have 100 trillion of these cells that are bigger than the Library of Congress. That's not theory. That has been scientifically proven now in the lab. So what's happened is stored in every one of these cells is not only just everything that is your memory and your life, but everything that's in your DNA, everything that's in your ancestors, and I absolutely believe everything that's in your past lives. And we could do a whole show on why I'm absolutely convinced I'm a soul and a body, and that'll be in my next book. But so just take it for given for a minute. So, I mean, this is why some people have terrible fears of snakes or terrible fears of the water or bridges with no rational explanation in this life. And you do a regression on them and you discover that they died from a snake or drowned falling off a bridge in a past life or things like that. So the subconscious computer, this supercomputer, is constantly sending information between all these cells. Then you have your unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind is sending 100 trillion electrical impulses to 100 trillion cells every one billionth of a second almost. It's the most powerful computing system in the world that can't even be replicated. And so all of this is unconscious. If we were to become conscious of how we were walking and talking and chewing gum, or all of the programs and beliefs and knowledge, our hard drive would melt and would drop dead. So it's a safety mechanism. It's a safety mechanism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so everything that you believe, you know, what you think about who started World War II, you know, what was the civil rights about, how do I cook, how do I walk, you know, mathematic tables, everything is stored in the cells, and we retrieve that information when we want it. And this is where I call them software programs. The flops, if it's a not good, faulty, limited, or outdated belief, like you're a failure, you're never going to be good, you know, any of those things, you're short, he's tall, you know, she's black, he's white, whatever that you have created from your cultural belief systems and historical belief systems and teachers and preachers, you know, you are evaluating without even being consciously aware all of this information. Is going on in the background of your operating system. So these programs are stored in your subconscious mind, and whenever a situation comes up, like the mother in the PJs or the kids and getting the presents and me not having it, it's pulling up a reference point that turns you into a program, you know, and you run the program. And you got so the question to the lady, you're saying, you know, I've been working, I've been meditating. The first thing you have to do is you have to identify the root of the faulty, limited, outdated belief, i.e. my mother embarrassing me in front of the kid, my friends. Then you've got to remove it, and then you can't leave a blank space there. Because like a house, you know, your bedroom, your office, your computer, you leave a blank space there, it's going to get filled back up with junk. So then you have to create a positive affirmation to implant back where the old software program was. So first you got to identify it, then you got to remove it, and then you got to install the new one, the new belief.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! You know, I've talk to many people that are going through challenges, and sometimes they say, but that just seems like a lot of work. And I tell them, well, you know, you got a choice. You can keep doing what you're doing or do the work to set yourself free. And, I also say the spiritual path is for gladiators, because it's about waking up to what life is really about. And there's a lot of people who are sleepwalking.
And so we find peace by blaming and judging others for the way the world is. But the truth is we must wake up and be willing to do the work. There's so many places I want to go in there. I'm thinking of the imprint on the soul. When you talk about identifying and removing and installing a new program, we're going to talk about that. We are going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with J.D. Messenger and supporting you. Hey, J.D., let me ask you, if someone have a flop they're dealing with and they've been able to identify right now, is that something you can work with them even on a phone right now to help them, guide them to a place where they identify, remove it, and install a new program?
It's possible. It could take longer to go through it than we have time to, but it certainly is something that can be done over the phone.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. We're going to take a break. Thanks, J.D. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're taking a break. As I said, we'll come back with Celestial Moment and continue the conversation with J.D. Messenger. And in the meantime, check out his website. What is it? It's quite simple, jdmessenger.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mark. I love the message. That's why I'm here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m., so I can hear the message. For more information about sponsorship, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com, radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation. 'Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
That's the truth. No matter how you dice it, cut it, multiply it, add it, subtract it, you will always end up at one. You are the one, expressing the one consciousness in all things. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio. Today's topic, today's theme is how to remove faulty, limited, and outdated programs from your consciousness, what JD calls flops. We all have it. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care if you've hung out and had breakfast with Jesus and had lunch with Buddha and you're just so, you know, I live in nature. You have a flop. If you're on this planet, you're flopped up. It's time for Celestial Moment. And before we do that, let me tell you that what you just heard song was from Carly Jackson. Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Ade and JD. I'm enjoying this conversation. Flop, whole new way of looking at life and how we're seeing it. So let me go ahead and jump into the Celestial Moment so I can keep getting this good information. And all the listeners, you have so many listeners in the chat room. I'm going to mess up somebody or miss out on somebody. So just know we love you and we thank you for being there and everybody on the phone lines. Okay, Life Coach Ade, you can call out the names for me when you get a chance.
Okay,
I'm just
got
loving
it.
Out. It's a love out. It's not a shout out. So don't jump on me.
Nah. I'm just going to let you be you because I don't have any flops in my consciousness.
I'm loving it. I'm loving being.
Just do you, boo. All right, well, let me go ahead and do this celestial moment. I've got a special number gift for you guys today. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. 8 is the number running today, and if it happens to be your birthday, then this is the lesson number that you're going to be walking with for the whole year. 8 is a power number and promises success. It's the number of infinity, ruled by Saturn. So see the connection with the rings, endlessness, material and spiritual balance, as well as manifestation. So when you tap into the number 8, you get to also tap into some other gifts that aren't often spoken about. We're going to share those right now. 8 is the Otter in Medicine cards, which reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity as we dance between water and earth, the receptive energies. In traditional tarot, 8 shows up as the Strength card. However, in the Mother Peace tarot cards, 8 shows up as Justice. Mother Peace asks for justice first, which asks us to always seek balance, for we reap what we sow. The letters connected to the number 8 are H, Q, and Z, and be mindful that besides being a power number and a power letter, the letter H is also a holy letter. 8 also shows up as the suit of swords, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. From the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot, when we see swords, we get ready for battle. It's the element of air and forces us to think about mental projections. In my card, we have a woman boxed in by a great wall. Above her head, we find two crow laughing at her. They know the way out, but she won't look up. She won't look beyond the wall she has actually created through her very own thoughts. She grows weary driving swords into bricks each time the blade breaks, and she just continues. The crow know the way out, but she can't hear it because we're often too much in our heads and not listening with our hearts. The reality is you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. So then how do we, like our woman on the card, find our peace? We ask for help. We pray. We get still. Then we finally hear the crow's call. For the crow is the teacher of universal laws. What messages or lessons have you been missing trying to get out of a tight spot? Drop your sword and go into your heart, and I assure you, your messages will come. Let us gather our resources, and we will taste freedom. Then the walls will disappear, and we stop pushing. What we resist persists. Try surrendering the anxiousness of existing, and you will get your exit. And that's the story of 8, Tothri, 8 of Swords, through the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Thank you for reminding us to drop the sword and stop flopping up our lives.
Oh, we're going to be playing with that for the rest of the year. Just stop flopping up your life.
No, I will.
Thank you for helping me clean up my language. My mother in heaven thanks you, too.
You're welcome. Yeah. Are you flopping up your life? 347-426-3346. The number, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1. We want to help you to stop flopping up your life and flopping up other people's life. You know, the theme for this month is living from a consciousness of plentitude. And if you're full of flops, then you might even end up in a debate. But we're not interested in a debate, because if you'd rather be right instead of being happy, we'll let you have it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to continue the conversation with J.D. Messenger, the author of 11 Days in May, the conversation that will change your life. We are talking about faulty, limited, and outdated programs in your consciousness, in your soul, in your cells, because there are some imprints that were there even before you took breath on this side of the planet. and it's about going in and cleaning out. Welcome back, JD.
Welcome. You know, I mean, you're giving me a whole new meaning to the F word here. I like it because I don't like the F word. So now it's a flopped up. You're all flopped up, man. But how true is it? It's so true. It's true.
Mm-hmm. We're all flopped up, and you're helping us not be too flopped up and just be okay about our flopped up life. But yes. When you say that, you got to really slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down. Well,
just, just kick in and say the other one, which, really, if it comes up, it comes up.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, I got to say something. Oh, go ahead.
No. Hey, go ahead. You got it.
I want to say something to the listeners when I was talking about the what money was and isn't. And so people might, well, you know, give me the positive, uplifting answer. Okay, if that's what it is, I get it. But so now what? And the answer is, it's the difference between your head and your heart. You know, 11 days in May, that whole conversation is my head fighting with my soul. And that's why it gets so bloody confusing, because that's what we do, you see. So the uplifting positive response is that the simplest thing is to let go and to follow your heart, because your heart is the energy of your soul. It knows what's right. It's tapped into the supercomputer program. It instantly knows what feels good. We call it intuition, gut. You know, if we could just learn one thing, you know, the one thing is, if you can't do all that hard work, if you don't want to face the flops, then just learn to feel your heart and follow your heart and trust your intuition, because when you do what you love what you do, and then you are successful. Money flows after you're doing what you love. And when you're doing what you love, everyone gets energized. They get excited, like that singing in the Celeste moment. You know, you just love it because you know, you feel that energy and vibration and love from what they're doing. So, you know, that's the simplest thing to say, is just do what I just said.
No, that's right. Now, you know, you I just heard something, because you know, sometimes I kind of forget, because I live my life having this conversation with people, and I'm doing my work, learning and growing and doing all other stuff. I mean, my life is my work is my life. And when you say,
and your
let
passion.
Go, that it is.
And your life, that's what you want to do. You see, make my life, my work, my passion. That's the formula.
I mean, you can't pay me. They can't even pay me enough for what I do. And if they stop me from doing this and say, go do something else, I'll still be doing the same thing. It would just look different to you if you don't look with the right eyes. Now, this is what I heard. You know, when you talk about letting go, I sort of heard, you know, somebody would say something like, but what, I hear about this letting go thing, but what does it mean to let go? Do you mean just stand and do nothing? Can you talk a little bit more about letting go?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does not mean doing nothing, okay? It means letting go of the constant chatter that is going on in your head about what you should be doing, what you should have, where you should go, what happened in the past, what so-and-so said, what so-and-so did. You know, it's all about the past and letting go by forgiving. You know, forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. Letting go of the pain, letting go of the suffering, letting go of the beliefs that you failed, letting go of all these judgments and all of these past conditions. It's also letting go of the future, letting go of where you think you need to be, how much money you think you need to have, the kind of house you want, you think you need, you know, letting go of all of those thoughts, because those thoughts are all the source of suffering. You know, I wish I could jump up and down, wave a flag. The source of confusion and suffering is attachments from the past or the future. And when you let go of all of those and you are in the moment, present to what is going on right now, you will begin to realize, first of all, peace. Secondly, you will begin to realize that you're being guided. You will begin to recognize the signs. you'll hear somebody say something and realize they're giving you advice. You know, and this is when all the guides, guardians, and angels pop in, because they're always all around us. We're just not present and listening to where they want us to go.
Whew, I'm feeling truth bombs as you talk. just excited. Okay, so let's talk about the letting go of the future. How does goal setting fit into that?
How does what fit in?
Goal setting.
Goal setting. Oh, that's a great question. There's actually a good friend of mine that wrote a book. His name is Stephen Shapiro, and the book is called Goal Free Living. And it's a really powerful concept that he traveled around the country, got in his car, drove around the country for like a year, and interviewed all these people to find out who was happy and who wasn't happy. And shock, 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 surprise, 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 what he found was the happiest, healthiest people were people that didn't set goals. What a shocker. Okay. And guess what? One of the happiest people, the whole trip, the happiest person he met, he was a janitor. He'd been a janitor for 35 years, and he loved being around the students, and he loved making a difference every day, cleaning up the school, and it gave him a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction, and he watched the kids growing up, and he enjoyed. He just loved what he was doing. You know, and he was very happy. You know, our country has forgotten. They even have a happiness measure that measures material attachments. I'm like, oh, my God, have we gotten confused? You know, happiness is something you feel. You know, it's not your possessions. Our possessions are the very thing that cause suffering, because everything that is a possession will someday be gone. And the more attached you are to it, the more suffering there will be when you lose it, and you will lose it, whether it's a person, a car, a house, a job. So
yes. You know, you talked about when your head was fighting with your soul, and right now I hear a lot of wrestling going on with head fighting and talking about what you mean people are more happier than one without a goal. But what you also said, which is very subtle, but we miss that because we've been conditioned to this doing on ourselves, that we miss the subtle message. You talked about the janitor. You said he loved what he did. You know, the beauty of loving what you're doing open doors beyond one's widest imagination. And, you know, I sometimes, you know, there are things let me put it this way. I don't know if I can actually say that honestly, that I have goals. I do, but it's like I'm not attached to them. And I've always been like that when it comes to goals. Something about that didn't quite gel with my consciousness. And I remember listening to Oprah one time, and she said she never set goals. She said her life is just unfold one thing after the other. And I thought, it gave me peace. And what I know for myself now is, if you find what we were talking about earlier, if you find something that you love, that you're passionate about, that passion, that love will open up the next door, the next window, the next whatever, everything that we need, because we are part of an abundant consciousness, if you will. And goal setting, I think, is still of a mind thing. It's still, I would say, still attached to the world of form, world of form, don't you think?
Absolutely. It is the world of form. But we do live in form, and, you know, it is a necessity to have some clothing and a house and food and things like that. But they are the outcome, not the goal. You know, companies are confused and thinking that their purpose is to make money. No, that is the outcome of fulfilling a purpose. The purpose of a company is kind of like the purpose of a life, to add value, to be of service, to provide something that others need. That is the purpose for which we exist, to be of service to others. And what our mission is, our soul mission, is to discover our soul purpose by tapping into our heart, feeling what feels good, and making our work, our passion, our life. Then we are rewarded by others for providing that valuable service. Then our self-esteem grows, and the outcome is wealth. Mm-hmm. We got the equation backwards in society.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's time to rethink who we are. If you have any questions for JD Messenger, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and you can post your questions on the Like fan pages as well, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, what I call the LAN page, Like and Fan page together, LAN pages. We have a question here. This is a good question from Jane. Jane said, my father had a past of philandering, and now I view men through that lens. How do I go about updating my consciousness? I like that. So I might experience romantic relationship without thinking about what my parents went through.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we all, I believe that every one of us has some form of shame, guilt, abuse, beating. You know, my dad was an alcoholic and beat me, and as I said, I lived a poor life. You know, so these are deep, deep things that we have to get rid of. And the woman, the first thing I want to do, I think it was a woman, was it?
Yeah, Jane. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to commend her for A, being conscious, okay? So she's already doing a great job by being conscious of what is creating an issue. And then two, she is demonstrating courage by having the courage to, you know, ask the question. And three, she is being open and receptive to hearing the answer. So you are already on the path of doing a great job, my dear. Now, what you need to do is you need to forgive your dad for what he did. You don't have to say anything to him, but there's a great technique I learned, and basically you write a letter, and this is the anger letter, and it's to yourself. You know, you write down all the things they did and all the things it did to you, and you get angry, and you write that down. And then you go outside and you dig a hole and you take a match and you set that sucker on fire and you burn those thoughts. You burn those thoughts. You are literally releasing the energy. So the more energy you put into that paper, it just goes into the paper, okay? Not a phone, not an email, not them face to face. It goes into that paper and then you go burn it. And then you write the loving forgiveness letter. And that forgiveness letter is to you. I forgive myself for letting that hold me back because that wasn't me, that isn't me, and so forth. And if you can go, if there's a particular moment, maybe there's a particular argument or fight that is stored in your aura. It's still there. You know, healers can see it. The best thing to do is to get someone to help you remove that from your energy field. And there's several ways to do it. You can do it with, you know, healing hands, energy healers. You can do it with regression. But recognize that when that energy, which is a real thing, it's non-physical thought form, it's stored in your cell, okay? It might be stored in all your cells. And when you remove it, it creates like a hole. And you've got to heal that hole because taking this stuff out, it can make your whole body tense. And so when these deep emotional wounds are removed, it can make you lightheaded. It can make you woozy. You know, so you need to work with someone who's a healer, and they might, you know, an Epsom salt bath with apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. You know, all these kinds. There's lots of different techniques to help restore your energy field, and that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as hard as you think, and it's more painful to hold on to it for your whole life than it is to get rid of it.
Yes. Yes, it's all about setting the intention.
they're setting the intention to just really surrender to who we really are.
And those healers, healers can do that remotely. You know, good. They don't. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. They don't have to be physically with you. And so,
yes, we got another question. Could we be working in a career that is not sustaining because of outdated programs? How could dealing with flops guide us to more fulfilling work? That's from Sam.
Oh, man, what an awesome question. You know, he is awake, man. I love you. sign up on my list on my website at jadedmessenger.com and send me more stuff like that. That's because he's awake. He's real. You see, let me tell you what's going on, Sam. We are shattering major flops right now in society. The idea that a woman can't be a priest, or the idea that a man can't not love a man. We're androgynous beings, you know. Yeah. We've all been women and we've all been men before, and we blew up the idea that a woman couldn't vote. We blew up the idea that the color of somebody's skin made a difference. And the internet has now leveled the world. And so what the world is going through right now is a massive, I call it level setting. I think it's in the epilogue of 11 Days in May, you know. So it walks you through all these 36 parables. And maybe it takes you 6 months to get through them. But when you get through them and you get to the epilogue and it says, hello, you've arrived. And what you've arrived to is a massive restructuring of humanity, because we're all getting level set. The flops are being eliminated. Look at what the new Pope is doing. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. The Francis, my goodness. You know, he's starting to shift the church, and science is starting to shift. Now, unfortunately, America and American politics is still mirrored in its deep, ugly morass. And when we get a leader who brings us together and can promote the benefits of this healthcare system and balance it with, you know, taxes and balance it with spending, you know, we shouldn't be fighting each other about these things. It's in all of our best interest. And so when we get a leader at a political level who's going to be, you know, a good leader and moderator, then we're going to start healing that aspect of society. Mm-hmm. Now, so that was the first part of the question. What was the second part?
It's how could dealing with flops guide us to a more fulfilling work?
Okay, great. Okay, this is great. There's lots of new sustainable companies coming up. There's lots of new healthcare alternative companies coming up. There's an eon of new organizations that are being sprouted that are holistic healing, natural herbal foods, and probiotics to remove diseases, and sustainable home building, and solar energy, and hydroponics, aquaponics, you know, growing your own food. The solution to the GMO is not for us to be fighting GMO. The solution for us is to grow our own garden.
Yes.
You know? Mm. I mean, it's not on everything, right? But if you've got a piece of land, we can all grow lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and oranges and grapes and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the solution. And once we start doing that, we are the people. We are the power.
Right.
You know, fighting, but we shouldn't fight. You know, it's what Gandhi said. I think Celeste said that. Be the change you wish to see. No, don't say be the change you wish to see, because that means we're not there yet. We are there. We are the change we wish to be. We are the change we wish to be. Now it's a positive present tense affirmation.
And the thing is, you know, that what I love about this idea of flops is sometimes we say we're against something. The GMOs, they make food that are cheap, and then you go to the store and buy it because it's cheap. In one way, you're fighting them. On the other hand, you're empowering them. You say, I don't have a lot of money, so I just got to go for what's cheap. I'm only trying to survive. So this idea of really looking at the fluff, the faulty, the outdated, limited programs in our consciousness helps us to make different choices. So sometimes just going to the
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I met a homeless guy who didn't have $50 to his name, and he was in Portland, Oregon, and he took me up and showed me how he made his food, and he went around and collected scraps, and he made an hydroponics garden with tilapia fish in a 100-gallon tank that was a junk container. And he had vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers. They grew 5 times faster. It was all natural, you know. The fish fertilize the water with their poop. The water gets pumped into the food. Then the nutrients that come out of the dirt feed the fish. It's a totally regenerative system. And he can live off of that, you know, forever.
You said garden.
Hydroponics. It's you use the fish in the tank of water, the poop becomes the fertilizer, the water pumps into the dirt drips down into the fish tank, so the minerals get absorbed by the fruit and vegetables, and then the elements from the minerals feed the fish. And, he started off with 100 little tilapia, and now they're like 8 inches long, so now not only does he have the fish, the vegetables, but now he can start eating the fish too, and the tilapia give babies to each other. It's a totally regenerative system. The only thing he needs is energy to run the pump.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing the gift that poop can give us.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Go so many places. But anyway, before we release you, I want to talk about here, but let's do this one first. You know, earlier you talked about, you kind of touched on it, the identifying the belief and removing and installing. Can you use your story, the PJ story, of your wife coming out in pajamas and it triggering something in your subconscious mind, reminding you of an experience you had when you were younger with your mother? How you identified it, how did you remove it, and what new information, what new program did you install into your consciousness?
Yeah, the very fact that when you go into self-hypnosis or deep meditation and relaxation techniques, you don't forget. So becoming consciously aware, in my case, I see it and I visualize it. Other people experience it different ways. But I remembered it. And once the adult in me remembers it, then the adult is able to say that was a childhood feeling, that had nothing to do with my wife, that my wife didn't embarrass me in front of the driver. The driver was fine. It was a childhood thought. And so it just, like, evaporates. And then...
So that's the removal... Is that the removal aspect of it?
Yeah, it evaporates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you bring awareness to it and you recognize, you separate what happened, and being able to recognize it's actually a movie, if you will, playing back in your consciousness.
Yeah, and that's a kind of easy one to evaporate. You know, your mother embarrassing. It gets deeper if it's a beating or a sexual abuse or something like that. Then you got to do a little bit more, like I was saying, forgiveness and. And you've got to, you know, write some positive affirmations. You could even, you know, an affirmation is a present tense positive statement. Like, be the change you wish to see is not a present tense affirmation. It is a statement about a future condition. And so I don't like to say, be the change you wish to be. I like to say, I am the change I want to be. You know, that kind of thing. So now, you can turn it around into a joke or make it funny, you know, turning it into laughter. You can do journaling or art or, you know, doodling, you know, the more you express it and get it out, and the more you mingle it with love or forgiveness and make a joke out of it, the more it just heals, and it becomes a positive feeling. Oh, you remember the time when I yelled at my wife about the PJs? You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? You know?
Yes.
That doesn't,
yes.
I've turned it into a beautiful thing, and we can all do that. When you can laugh at it, you are totally healed. And not only are you healed, but you are healing others with it. So when you can start sharing your story, you're healing others.
Yes, I have learned the art of just really laughing at myself, because sometimes I hear myself making mistakes even while I'm on air, because I would like to be perfect, to be, I just want to be like on top. So in my mind, I have some faulty, outdated program saying that was not perfect. So I just learned to just kind of laugh it off and just kind of release it. Now, speaking of releasing, before we go, before you go, I want to talk a little bit about energy fields. I've been watching a lot of different things, and I watched a documentary, you may be aware of it, called The Living Matrix, and it just inspired me so much. And it talked about how we are human, we are energy fields. Can you talk about that and what that means?
Well, everything is energy. I mean, just think of it for a moment, that this thing we call the sun, the sun is not on fire. It's not burning. There's no oxygen or wood in space to be burning. The sun is a giant ball of magnetic electromagnetic plasma energy. It's super high energy. And that energy is giving life to all the plants. And then the critters and the birds and the bees and everything are eating those plants. Everything is energy. And the energy spectrum is 99% what we do not see. To put it in perspective, if you put 10 pianos side by side and you had 880 keys, everything that you see is 8 keys. It's 1%. 8 of 880 keys, that's visible light. But there's energies flying all around us. You know, there's 500 billion emails in every radio station, every image, every picture, every music and song is flying around us right now in photons. So we are, if you look in my fingertip with a microscope and you go in 100,000 times, all you see is an energy cloud. So we are energy, and this energy is held together by binding forces. And our mind manipulates and affects that energy. We know that when we think about things, the things we think about are changing at a subatomic level. So our thoughts are truly affecting everything, our body, our environment. And so science is now, we're just at the point in the last few years, 5 years maybe, where we're able to start measuring the fields of energy. And we know the energy field from the heart, the field as in like a football field, the field of energy from the heart is 5,000 times bigger than the field of energy from the head. And the power, like in a punch, the power of the energy from the heart is 50 times stronger than the energy from the head. So love really is a powerful force. Not just semantics.
I just need to let that rest, 5,000 bigger. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine that. It just seems so far out. And on a deeper level, I understand.
Can I interrupt you, my dear friend? Because you can imagine it. You can imagine it, and not only can you imagine it, but you've been doing it without even knowing it. I mean, this is the essence of everything you've been saying and talking about. Yes. You've been sprinkling love around the world. So thank you.
Okay, right. So when I'm showing up as who I really am, I'm living it. But when I start thinking about it, then I get disconnected. I get it.
Yeah. You just said it, man. You just said it.
Sometimes not even about talking about it, it's just being it, living it, showing up as it. Now,
yeah, you see, you just demonstrated what we were saying. If you think about it, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? It stops. And if you just do it, sing your song and do your dance, and, we didn't have any goals on this show. We didn't know what we were going to talk about, right?
Yes.
I mean, we basically knew the subject. That was it. So.
Yes, indeed. So for people who, before we release you, talking to you, I get stimulated anyway. But people who are saying, well, I want to learn to live more
from the heart, more to live from this place of love. But it's just, I'm afraid. I'm afraid people are going to take me for granted. I think people are going to take me being loving as a weakness. What would you say to them?
Well, it's a very real fear. There are people, the number in coaching clients, I see this a lot, that number is six. The number six is the number of love. And people who have six in their charts have huge hearts, and they care about others. And there's a double-edged sword. They must open their hearts and give love. However, they invariably will open it up to the wrong person and get hurt, and then they go the opposite direction and close their heart. And you can't do that. So, you know, I believe in, like, what Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify, meaning, you know, if you're going to give someone your love and help them, then they must be as committed to helping themselves, at least as much, hopefully more committed to helping themselves than wanting you to help them. So what I say to people is always trust first, but blind trust is foolish. Always verify. Ask these people questions. These people who have huge, big hearts and love people always want to go out and help. And so, you know, if somebody brings them their problems, brings them their needs, ask a few questions. Why do you need that? Why do you want that? How can I help you? How much are you willing, how much effort and time or money are you willing to commit to helping yourself? And you're going to get one of three responses. The first one is they're going to be agitated and irritated that you're not helping them. Well, they just showed their true colors, that they don't want to help themselves, they want you. So you can ignore them. The second group is going to be the ones that honestly answer your questions and think about it, and those are sincere people. And then the middle one is the people that stare at the headlights going, what did she just do? I just asked her for help, and she started asking me questions, and I'm confused. So you need to bring them into the light and get them to help themselves.
Oh, my God, I so enjoyed our conversation. So what are you working on right now?
Oh, I do. I spend most of my time doing clients, you know, coaching one-on-one clients to develop a soul plan and a path to make their work, their life, their passion, and I just love doing that. In fact, I got a client in 10 minutes, so I got to go. And I'm writing, I wrote three more books this summer, and I'm editing those books, and hopefully the first one will come out next year.
So we just need to look for the writing on the wall, and you be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, yes, yes. JD Messenger, thank you for who you are, for all that you went through to get to this point and continue to be the messenger that you truly are. I appreciate you. And if there's anything else you want to share with our listeners, feel free to do so.
Oh, no, just thank you very much. I love what you're doing, and we need more people doing it. So God bless you and Celeste and the whole team.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Let's stay in touch.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Ooh, I am vibrating. I feel like I want to just kind of be still and just allow all of that to settle in. I mean, when you do your spiritual work, I can't imagine that what you heard from J.D. Messenger did not inspire you. It's just, I'll just go as far as saying it's not possible. Because if you're listening to this conversation and I'm inspired, there's a vibrational alignment. So I know you were inspired. And that inspiration does bring up things, things that need to be healed, things you need to let go of. But the truth is, get into a place where you love what you're doing, doing what you love, and just as important, really loving your life as it is. Just think about it. If you make a choice today, or maybe just be willing to love your life as it is right now, some people might say, well, I like the idea of loving my life, but no, hold on a minute. Slow down, rabbit. The areas of my life that is challenging or things that I don't like and I should not accept, excuse me, I don't know if I can love that part. That's your head talking. That's your intellect. That's your conscious mind. And your conscious mind, as JD was sharing with us, is very limited. It can only handle about 5 to 10 things at once, if that. Some people can only deal with one. And sometimes just handling one thing is too much for people. They end up talking about other people so that they can get away from what they're dealing with. But anyway, I digress. If you really think of love, pure love, love that transcends, that goes beyond emotions, beyond sentimentality of somebody loves me, I don't love myself enough. No, this love, it's the force that binds everything together. It's a healer. It's a harmonizer. If you choose to be in alignment with the energy of love that is holding you together, that is supporting you right now, even in your mess, can you imagine the kind of transformation that would take place? Just think about it. I've heard people say, I don't do that love thing. I have seen and spoken to people who run from love. You know, here at Hillside in Atlanta, Hillside Chapel, Hillside International Truth Center, part of the ritual, if you will, at the beginning of the show is, you know, there's a where you do a love treatment. You say your name 3 times. So you say, in this case, I say, Ade, I love you. Ade, I love you. Ade, I love you. And at that point, you're hugging yourself. And then the people in the congregation, they're encouraged to go out and hug others and share the love and allow the love to be multiplied. I have spoken to someone who said, no, I make sure I don't come for that. I don't hug people, and I can't say I love them. I don't know them. But, you know, what you do is you're blocking yourself from your own good. You're blocking yourself from your own good. You are the good you're looking for. And no matter how much you want to rationalize it, justify what is done to you, I can't stand what, blah, blah, blah. Every time you judge someone or something, it is a reminder that there is a part of you that needs to be healed. Or put it in context with this conversation, when you find yourself judging and being triggered and mad at somebody for something they did, it is pointing you to the flops in your consciousness. Are you willing to do the work? And sometimes all that's needed is to be willing. Your willingness to grow, your willingness to heal, your willingness to be more. And it's less about doing. It really is. Doing is a mental activity. That has its place. But your willingness to uninstall the flops in your consciousness sets the healing in motion, because we all have help on the other side. Actually, it's not the other side. We have help on our side. You have your ancestors. You have your guides, the enlightened beings are right there, angels. Call it woo-woo. I don't care. People say, well, this is not woo-woo. This is scientifically proven. Okay, it's the same thing. Sometimes I listen to some scientists and they sound woo-woo, like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. Let's not be caught up in words. It's simply time to set ourselves free, find what works for you, do it, allow it, let it be. And the result is you will remember, you will recognize that you live, you already live in a consciousness of plentitude. JD used me as an example when I talked about not being able to imagine the power of the heart, 5,000 times more big and more powerful. And he brought it back. He's like, listen, you're already doing it, and it's true. The minute we start thinking, we limit the experience. The minute we try to define love, we're trying to define God or oneness, you limit the experience. So when I try to explain or define or figure out what this 5,000 times powerful energy is like, JD said, well, wait a minute. Yes, you can. We are it. And it's all about willingness. And this is what we're here to do, individually, collectively, and until we learn to be the love that we are. And when I say be, it's be it now. It's a state of consciousness. It's a state of mind. We're getting ready to release the show. Electra, thank you very much for being here. Yvette, Sun Goddess, Living in Light, Live in Light, New Jace from New Jersey, Gleeful, I Am to Silent Listeners, disguised as guest, Peaceful Maker, Peacemaker, and others, Nisi and Deborah, and those of you I don't see but you are there, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening to the archive, our Within Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this process of uninstalling the flops in our lives, because collectively we make a difference. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And I just encourage you to be love. It is the essence of who you truly are. Be true to yourself and allow yourself to be loved. We are going on an adventure in paradise with Michael Bernard Beckwith. His virtual home is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And make sure you check out JD Messenger's website, JD Messenger, M-E-S-S-I-N-G-E-R. I'll be back tomorrow. Reverend Deborah is in the house, author of Sacred Yes and Your Deep Intent. If you haven't heard her, you need to be here. If you know of her, you need to be here. That's right. I said need. Just take a breath. Take a holy breath right now. All is well. Hold on. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings.
As we're lifted up into the spiritual domain, we begin to see a little bit differently. There's a broadcast going on. This broadcast comes from within you. There's a song singing in you. There is something within you that wants to express. There is something within you that wants to come forward. You are anointed and appointed by the Spirit as an image and likeness of divine and ultimate reality. As we bank in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm practicing my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Your stimulus package begins with an awareness
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.